matter? Don't you know the words?
Motor. Motor stop.
Me no. Me can see. Me no. Soon stop. Old Simon, see you wait like this for motor stop. We freeze. Yes, sir. You love a sing song. No, can have a heat.
All right, so we can't get any more heat. Won't do any good to sit there making a fuss about it.
Wonder how cold it is outside.
I tell you, Missy, how cold. I tell you, you come see it. You're just outside by glass. I scrape first from window. I tell you, Missy.
Never mind that. We're all right in here. Always build a fire right here in the truck if we have to.
Look, Missy, you look, see, how cold outside. It's a 10 below. Cold, bad. You people no come back. They no find us. Snow drift all over top of truck.
All right, forget it.
Have to see by anyway.
Mr. Ryan and Terry have been gone more than an hour. It won't be easy for them to wade through these big drifts.
Yeah, I hope they're warm enough. That wind sounds like it's mighty cold.
Well, they'll make it all right.
Of course they will.
But I don't like the snow. Not in big bunches like this.
Big bunches? Oh, I hope they're all right out there, wherever they are.
Well, they'll be okay. Hey, what are you doing over there, April? I see. Terry left his telescope with you, huh?
Yes. There's a hole in this truck, a place there for a gun to stick out. I thought maybe I could see outside if I looked through the telescope through this hole.
Yeah, fine chance to see anything on a night like this.
Yes, I know. With that old wind yowling and sweeping the snow all over. Why, look here. One of the mirrors in this telescope is all frosted up.
Funny how Terry has been able to keep that telescope with him, huh?
He hasn't got it with him now, Mr. Hennig. I don't reckon a telescope or anything else will do Terry or Mr. Ryan any good tonight.
Yeah, that's so. I wish we had some music, radio or something. Music kind of helped you when waiting.
Yeah. Or I could go into my dance. Only my feet are so cold.
No, I guess not.
Go ahead, April. Sing something. Anything.
Well, what do you want me to sing? I haven't got any music with me.
Oh, anything. You're always singing something.
Well, how's this? Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
And get them into the mail with your dime, and the next thing you know, you'll be having the thrill of a lifetime. Yes, sir, when the mailman brings your telescope, you'll sure say it's a red-letter day. Gosh, but this telescope is a beauty. It's got Chinese characters on it, and pictures of a dragon lady, and Pat, and other friends of yours. And then you'll see the secret code panel, and the treasure hunt panel. And boy, will you get a laugh when you see what you can do with a picture of good old Stupor. Well, all that is just a hint of what's waiting for you. So hurry up and get your order in. Send your full name, address, and age, along with 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. One from tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. Mail them to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And take a tip from me and mail your order quickly. And now, Terry and the Pirates. And now let's join Burma and Jude and April Kane. Yes, and the driver of the truck. This big vehicle is almost covered by the snow dipped into giant drifts of the bitter wind.
How long people have to go away? A long time. Somebody come back, please. No, can't stay here long. No can do.
Still, we're all right so far. The engine's running. We got heat. We got light, too.
If you really enjoy listening to the adventures of your friend Terry and his pals, if you like all these things, I say there's something you'll certainly do right away quick. And that's to send for your Terryscope. Libby has one waiting for you, a Terryscope modeled directly after the one Terry uses in these adventures. Actually, the Terryscope you'll get is even finer than Terry's. In the first place, it's brand new, lacquered, shiny red and black, beautifully decorated. And then this Terryscope you'll get has 8 exciting, super special features. Yes, boys and girls, you can play thrilling new games with your Terryscope and send and receive secret code messages. Messages in the very same Chinese code that Terry taught to Connie. Believe me, there's a world of excitement waiting for you when you get your Terryscope, and it's yours for just 10 cents and two Libby's labels. The labels you'll need come from two of the world's grandest tasting juices, Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice from Hawaii. They're juices your mother will be glad to eat because they're refreshing and delicious and they give you important vitamins. So ask her right away to get them. A can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. Take the labels off and on one of them, print your full name and address and give your age. Then mail those labels along with a 10-cent coin to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's. It's L-I-B-B-Y-S. Well, kids, you get those labels. Yes, that's a battle of brave spirits against the harsh elements of snow and wind. A battle you'll be glad to hear. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's, Terry and the Pirates. Terry Lee, together with Pat Ryan, April Kane, Burma, and Jude Hennick, started for the mountain town of Min Chau in an enclosed army truck. But the driver took a wrong turn in the road, and as night came, they ran into a blinding blizzard. Soon they were stalled deep in the drifts. Help was needed, so Pat Ryan and Terry bundled up and started out through the night to search for a house or a village, something or somebody who would help. But what is happening in the truck while Pat and Terry are battling the blizzard? We'll find out in today's transcribed adventure in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. If you boys and girls like fun and excitement, blizzard with a right swing to the jaw, well, we'll be with Pat Ryan tomorrow when he takes a right swing. And that sock is the first step in a number of steps that may save our friends in the snowbound truck. So, let's get together for a flock of surprises and a fight that will make you cheer tomorrow.
Burning up the town with one blast after another, and the pressure is coming down on the cops from all over. It's a risk to stick your head on the street while this mob is still up.
One in the show. You can see around corners with it the way Terry does, and find out what's going on behind you without turning your head. Many's the time you'll have the other kids plenty puzzled if you have a Terry scope. Now, to get yours, just do this. Take a label from a can of that swell Libby's tomato juice and another from Libby's pineapple juice. On the back of one, print your full name and address and give your age. Then mail the labels with 10 cents to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Get your labels and dime into the mail tonight so you'll get your Terry scope quick. Boy, will you be thrilled when it comes. There's all kinds of fun for you in the Terry scope. Why, it's got secret codes you can use with your special pals, and new games, and a swell trick you can do with a picture of Big Stoop, making him get real tall and then very short. So send in your Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice labels with just 10 cents right away. Enclose your full name, address, and age, and mail to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby will shoot your Terry scope right back. Now, you've heard little April Kane sing, and maybe you think she's rather silly at times. You've heard Burma make a lot of wisecracks, and even Jude Hennick will laugh in the face of danger. But in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, you'll see how these Americans stick together when the threat of freezing confronts them.
It's a big help. Can you read that sign?
Three Chinese. I think that word there means miles.
2 or 50, it's all the same at the rate we've been going. We'll make it, fella. Get the ball?
All right, so far. How about you?
In the pink. In the pink.
It's so dark, if you didn't have your flashlight, we'd be out of luck. Wish we could make a shortcut off this road and...
That's a night time, my boy. We'll stick to the road and see
yeah,
what...
but it's hard to tell where the road is sometimes. What's the trouble, Pat?
Well, now we are out of luck. We won't have the flashlight anymore. Battery's burned out. From now on, we'll travel in the dark.
Well, can we follow this road in the dark?
Got to. Got to find help and mighty soon. The folks back in the truck are dependent on us. If we don't get help, that motor can't provide heat. They may freeze. We got to keep going, Terry.
The battle against the blizzard has only just begun. But there's even a more thrilling battle just ahead for Terry and Pat Ryan. Yes, and in just a moment, I'll tell you of a third battle that is sure to be unusual. Now, let me remind you, boys and girls, that you can get a Terryscope just like...
I never thought I'd be grounded in a blizzard in China. I've had a lot of things happen to me, but nothing like this.
Yeah. Even the dragon lady wasn't quite as... Well, it's hard to beat.
That's the way old Lady Nature is. I've never seen her to fail. I've flown over the invaders' lines, been shot at. I've been in a lot of bad spots. Come to think of it, when Mother Nature gets on your trail, she nearly always has her own way.
Yeah, like right now. It seems just like there was somebody angry at us out there. Somebody trying to bury us under the snow, freeze us.
Steady, lady, steady. We can always feel better by thinking how bad off the other fellow is. And if it comes right down to it, well, Terry and Pat are a lot worse off than we are. All right, Terry?
Yeah. Right along with you. This wind takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a... There's a sign or something. Stick it up over there. Let's take a look. Flash my light and get...
Yeah. You sure we're going right?
We're following the road for more than 10 minutes. Pick the snow off the sign.
We're just hungry.
Maybe I am. You take a look at the food they piled into this truck. You lose your appetite, too.
Oh, not so good, huh?
Oh, it's good, hearty fare, and it's all frozen solid. There's hardtack and water and some kind of stuff that looks like whale blubber.
Well, if you're hungry, you'll eat it and like it.
Well, in that case, I'll hold out a little longer. All I can think of is warm food, turkey, dressing. Oh, I can almost smell it.
That's gasoline you smell, Burma.
Oh, maybe I'm already frozen and don't know it, but I can dream, can't I?
Sure.
That's better. The heater will warm things up a bit.
Yeah, and the motor will keep the lights going, too.
Oh, yeah, Shabby, all same, all right till the gas go out. Signal broke up. Gas go out any time now, Missy.
Yeah, Burma, the gas gauge is broken.
You think they'll make it, dude? I mean, it's so cold and... The snow's so deep, and it's so hard to tell where they're going.
Sure they will, lady, sure. They'll find help in no time at all.
Sure. Well, we got plenty of blankets and food enough. All we have to do is keep our chins up.
Yeah, and that ought to be easy. I mean, you can make a couple of wise cracks.
I don't feel very funny, if you don't mind, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I know. Neither do I. But there's no use crying about it.
Who's crying?
Well, you know what I mean. We're better off being here than Terry and Pat are out there.
He's as nervous as a cat, and I'm afraid he'll get hysterical.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching him.
Well, keep bundled up, all of you. Get out the extra blankets.
You have an idea where you're going, I suppose.
Yeah, there's a spot down the road. And a short road leading into a break in the mountain. Must be somebody there.
How long do you think it'll take? The storm shows no sign of a let-up.
We'll make the best time we can, Burma. Now, I don't want anyone to worry. Come along, Terry.
All set. Bye, Burma.
Well, so long, Terry.
Good luck.
Lots of luck.
Well, they're gone. I hope they find their way to, well, wherever it is.
Yeah. Well, as soon as they get down the road a bit, they'll probably see some lights.
All we need is someone with a sleigh or...
You got to no lights. Snow much bad. No see anything, Missy. People go lost. If cold is freezing, bad tonight.
You don't know anything about it.
Yes, missy. Easy to freeze. Look, see outside. All turn about
the direction. You'd better save your breath.
Yeah, and start that motor. We can use a little more heat in here.
Thank goodness April is quiet. She's a good little scout not to get panicky.
Say, she's all right. Plus, we won't notice the heat for a few moments. This truck is like a barn. It'll take a while to warm up.
It'll take me a year to get these old bones defrosted.
You can swing your arms, slap yourself, keep warm.
Yeah, I'll knock myself out. Yeah, I can sit on my hands, too, but what about my feet?
Oh, let me be here and look after the truck. You watch out for the women.
Well, okay, let's get started then. Remember, we don't want anything to happen to the motor. If it fails and the heater won't work, and you folks have got to keep warm.
Yeah, I'll stick close to this truck.
Isn't going to be pleasant, dude. We may be gone for several hours.
Well, that's why you should take Terry.
I'll be ready in a minute, Pat.
Well, put on that heavy leather jacket, the one you got back at the Army headquarters. Boy, I wish we were back there now.
Well, if horses and wishes and all that sort of the thing were the same, beggars could ride. We didn't know this storm would come up.
There's not a lot to worry about.
Oh, no. Only whether we freeze or not.
It's a bad storm, Terry. You and Pat be careful out there.
Sure thing, Burma. Keep your chin up in here, see?
Don't you worry, Pat. This is bad, but it could be worse.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not worried, only it's cold out there, it's freezing, and it's as dark as the inside of your hat.
You got a flashlight, Pat?
What? Oh, yeah, sure, I got it.
Gee, it's certainly a lot colder. The floor of this truck is like walking on ice. Will you be warm enough, Terry?
I'll be okie dandy. Well, I'm all set.
All right, Terry, let's go. Now, listen, Duty, we're in a tight spot. Yes, you know that.
Yeah.
The storage battery in this truck is going to burn out before long, and you'll have to sit here in the dark. And it's getting colder.
Yeah, I know. I'll do what I can to keep him cheered up.
I know you will. Good luck, fella.
Same to you. You'll make it, Pat. I know you'll get through.
Well, as soon as Terry and I leave, have the driver start the motor. That'll start the heater, and you'll all keep warm. Oh, yeah. And keep an eye on that driver. Go.
So send right away to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago. Enclose a label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice and 10 cents. And be sure to give your full name and address. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Unable to drive farther, Pat Ryan decided to look for help.
As our friends huddled in the truck, snowbound in a dark, lonely Chinese mountain road, Terry said,
"You can't go out alone, Pat. I'll go with you."
"You? No, Terry, you can't go out in this."
"You can't go out alone. Suppose you got lost or fell or..."
"Hey, this is a real blizzard. The windows are all frosted thick. You can't even see out."
"Yeah, just scrape some of that frost off, Burma. Take a look outside. The snow's piled up almost to the windows along here."
"Yeah. This is a man-sized blizzard, all right. The wind is whipping that snow around like sand. Here I've been sleeping back there."
"Well, there's nothing you could do, beautiful. We plowed into a big drift, and that's all there is to it."
"Yeah, and one of the wheels is off the road, having a chance to get out."
"How about digging our way out?"
"No. Even if we got back on the road, we couldn't go very far. Can't tell where the road ends or begins now."
"Pat and I are going for help."
"Bad as that, huh?"
"And according to the map, there's a village or something near here, right, Duty?"
"Yeah, but you can't make it along, Pat. Better let me or Terry or the driver go along."
"I'll go with him. The driver can stay
out in the show." "Yes, sir. You yourself can have a Terryscope exactly like the one that's been such a lifesaver for Terry and his pals. Only yours will be brand new, the keenest looking thing you ever saw. Libby has had this thrilling Terryscope made for you and is offering it for a limited time only on very special terms. Right now, you can actually get the Terryscope for only 10 cents and two Libby's labels. Think of it, kids. A Terryscope like the one in the show with 8 extra special features, including exciting new games and secret codes. All that for just 10 cents and 2 Libby's labels. And more than likely, the 2 Libby's labels you need are in your pantry or icebox right this minute. Because they're labels from the 2 grand-tasting juices you've been hearing about on this program. Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice. Just one label from each and 10 cents and the Terryscope is yours. So get your labels right after the show, kids, and just do this. Just print your full name and address and age on the back of one label. Then put the labels in an envelope with just 10 cents and mail to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. That word Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S.
All right, Georgie, get up. Sorry I had to slug you, but you asked for it.
I don't want any help from Marie.
All right, all right. But there's no use trying to throw me out. I can't get out of here even if I want to until they make with the key.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think.
Though I noticed. Very interesting.
What is?
The way you blow your top. Could explain what happened to Taylor.
That's right. Tell me I killed him. See the kind of help Marie gets me?
I don't say you killed Taylor, but the police do. And you seem determined to build up a case for them. Now, maybe I can help you out of this. But I'm going to need your help. Now, do I get it, or do you like bars in the window?
I don't want any help from Marie.
I'm not Marie.
You're working for her.
I'm working for whoever pays me. If you want to pick up the check, fight it out with her.
Do you think you can do anything for me, Waring?
Probably, if I can find Moody.
I don't know where he stayed. He always called me.
Oh, fine.
But I don't think he knows anything about it.
He was Taylor's come-on, wasn't he?
No. He introduced us.
Well, that's what I mean.
But I'm sure they weren't working together. Why, it was Moody who told me Taylor was a crook.
That's right. After you had invested.
Even so.
And it was Moody who suggested that you buy a gun, wasn't it?
To protect myself, yeah.
Yeah, sure. In fact, it was following Moody's advice that landed you right where you are.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, you better start thinking.
Are you suggesting Moody's the murderer?
I'm just suggesting it's worth looking into.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I had an idea it was somebody else who'd been swindled by Taylor. But the way you lined things up...
You mean the way Moody has lined you up?
If only I could tell you where to find him.
Well, didn't he ever say anything that might give a lead?
Not that I can think of.
Well, come on, think hard.
You've got to get him out of it.
You're pretty good at making up other people's minds.
But he's innocent. And you're such a good detective.
Am I?
So I hear.
You just keep listening to that kind of talk.
I will if you live up to it.
I'll try. Now, what makes you so sure Conrad is innocent?
I know him.
You also know he bought a gun. Don't tell me he was just going to use it as a paperweight.
He bought that for self-defense.
Oh, sure. Whoever heard of guns for anything else?
You think he killed Taylor?
His gun did.
Oh, but that's just it. Can't you see how convenient it was that the trash can was turned over so the gun could be found? It was a plant.
Maybe. According to the paper, Conrad claims Taylor got the gun away from him in a fight. But it didn't say what the fight was about, do you know?
Yes, that's why I wanted to see you. Taylor was a swindler. He sold Georgie an interest in a fake silver mining project.
How did Georgie find out it was fake?
Mr. Moody told him.
Well, who's Moody?
Oh, the man who introduced Georgie to Taylor. Oh. And when he found out Taylor was a crook, he felt terrible about it and told Georgie right away, but Georgie had already invested.
Is Moody a friend of Georgie's?
No, they met on a train, I think.
Mm-hmm. Where can I find Moody?
Well, I don't know, but I guess Georgie would. Why, what do you want him for? Do you think Moody can help you?
Maybe, in a number of ways. So if I'm going to help you, I'd better get moving.
Where are you going?
To jail. Hello, Georgine.
Who are you?
Mike Waring.
Haven't I heard that name?
Though your life depended upon it. Because there's a good chance it does.
This is Ed Herlihy, friends. Well, it sounds as though Mike and George Conrad are going to have to think pretty hard to find Moody. Yes, the way you have to think when you want to find a way to make good use of those leftover pieces of yesterday's roast. But making use of leftovers isn't hard at all if you make Velveeta your handy helper. You can melt Kraft's famous pasteurized processed cheese food for a smooth golden cheese sauce to pour over those leftovers for a brand new hot main dish. And this Velveeta sauce is so easy to make. All you do is melt a half pound of Velveeta in the top of your double boiler. You don't have to cut Velveeta up because it melts so easily and so smoothly without any lumps. Then just stir in a quarter cup of milk, season to your taste, and there you have the smoothest golden cheese sauce ever. Just the thing to pour over leftover bits of meat or seafood or vegetables. For a main dish that really tastes good, extra good because Velveeta has such a rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. And this sauce is extra nourishing, too, because Velveeta is so rich in important food values from milk. Make it your handy helper, Mother, for easy hot main dishes and for hearty snacks and sandwiches, too.
That's right, because he knew he was dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad it's over. And I'm certainly glad you got me free of Murray. And believe me, I'm going to be careful who I start going out with from now on.
That's a very good idea.
Of course. A private detective ought to be safe enough.
Don't look at me.
What's the matter?
You had your last boyfriend sent to jail. I'm going to be careful, too.
It's 20 minutes since Mike Waring left Al Burkett. Now he's back at Sue's with a plan to wrap up the case.
Now look, Angel, I want you to call Burkett. Ask him to come over here.
Why?
I want to get him away from his gorillas. He was expecting Murray and Hilliard tonight. Now, he knows Hilliard can't make it, but he's still waiting for Murray. He knows you're Murray's girl, so maybe he'll come if he thinks you have an important message from Murray.
He'd probably want me to go to his place.
Well, you can be expecting a phone call from Murray and don't want to leave till you get it.
All right, I'll try. But what happened?